Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to this day in history class. It's July 26th. Liberia declared its independence on this day in 1847, making it Africa's oldest republic. And Liberia occupies a complicated place in African history. It is very widely cited as the only African nation never subject to colonial rule, but that's not entirely accurate. It's definitely true that it wasn't subject to white colonial rule in the way that its neighbors were. The continent of Africa is huge. It's incredibly diverse, home to an enormous collection of peoples and cultures, all with their own social systems, their own art, their own cultures, their own languages. Literally thousands of languages exist and have existed for thousands of years on the continent of Africa. During the scramble for Africa in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, major European powers basically divided up the continent in this rush to try to claim territory and resources and basically drew their own map of what Africa should look like without really talking to any Africans about it. That's what people usually think of when they hear colonial rule in the context of Africa, and Liberia was definitely different from that. Liberia was founded as a home for the formerly enslaved population of the Americas. But like the rest of the continent, West Africa, where Liberia would be established, was already home to its own cultures, its own peoples, people with their own beliefs, their own art, their own languages. Again, here's what happened. In the years before the Civil War in the United States, there was one prevailing mode of thought that Africans and their descendants either couldn't or shouldn't assimilate with white society. And people who held this view were really all over the map in terms of their feelings and thoughts about race and slavery. There were Black abolitionists and other Black leaders who thought that they and other Black people would be better off if they went back to Africa. There were white abolitionists who thought that that was what would be best. They had sort of a paternalistic view toward the enslaved people and thought that it would be better for them if they went back to Africa. And then there were people, both slaveholders and non, who were just motivated by racism. And if they thought if Africans weren't going to be in the United States to be enslaved anymore, that they should just go and get out. So all of these people with these and other viewpoints were united in this overall thought that there needed to be a colony in Africa to receive these formerly enslaved people, Africans and people of African descent. They formed organizations to try to do this, and the most famous was the American Society for Colonizing the Free People of Color of the United States, also known as the American Colonization Society. In this and in most of the other organizations that were dedicated to this cause, pretty much all of the leadership were white. In 1816, the American Colonization Society started trying unsuccessfully to buy land in what's now Liberia to establish this home for the formerly enslaved. It took them 5 years to convince local African leaders to let them take possession of some land along the coast that would eventually become the Liberian capital of Monrovia. Monrovia is actually named for President James Monroe, who convinced the government to provide some more funding for this project. For about 20 years, people continued moving from the Americas and the Caribbean, and the American Colonization Society was heavily involved in the administration of this colony. About 15,000 African Americans wound up immigrating to Liberia during this time. Things progressed from there, and then Joseph Jenkins Roberts, who was a black man from Virginia, proclaimed Liberia to be an independent republic on July 26th of 1847. There had been some talk within the American Colonization Society and elsewhere about maybe trying to wean Liberia off of aid from the United States and from these organizations. Other nations formally acknowledged Liberian independence over the next couple of years, and while the United States did to an extent, it wasn't until 1862 that they really officially did so. So it's really not completely accurate to say that Liberia was free from colonial influence. White Americans were heavily involved in its creation and its founding. The original Constitution was modeled after the United States Constitution. Its first president was from Virginia, and for a long time, its official currency was the American dollar. In its early years were marked by ongoing conflicts between the indigenous African population and black colonists from the Americas. Some of these divisions are still ongoing today. They've never really been addressed. And while the indigenous population was in the majority during this time, Americo-Liberians, that was the people from the Americas that moved to Liberia, they were completely controlling the government. They controlled the government completely for decades. Today, Americo-Liberians make up about 5% of Liberia's population, while 16 other indigenous ethnic groups make up the rest. So that's a very brief story of Liberia. Thanks to Christopher Hasiotis for his research on today's episode, and to Tari Harrison for editing work on all of these episodes. You can learn more about Liberia in the September 4th, 2013 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class, which is actually on Thomas Morris Chester, who was a war correspondent. And you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for the 65th anniversary of an armistice.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.